Claire sat back, her knees creaking like dry kindling. She blew a layer of gray dust off the top of a sealed plastic tub labeled Misc Summer 98. Martin, she called out, do you have any recollection of what miscellaneous meant 25 years ago? Her husband peered around a stack of broken lampshades, a smudge of box dust on his cheek.
Water guns, I suspect. Or perhaps those terrible plastic sandals that gave the girls those horrible blisters. Why, are you going in?
I think I have to, for archaeological purposes. She cracked the seal. The smell of stale sunscreen and old vinyl wafted out. She reached in and pulled out a faded, oversized yellow t-shirt with the cracked remains of a giant smiley face. Claire laughed, a bright, surprised sound in the musty room.
Oh, my God! The Outer Banks! You wore that shirt for 4 days straight because you burned your shoulder so badly you couldn't tolerate anything else.
I remember,
Martin said.
I also remember opening a bottle of terrible wine on the deck and deciding we might actually survive parenthood.
He looked at her across the crates.
We were right. Barely.
Martin navigated the obstacle course of their past to touch the worn cotton in her hands.
Look at us, she murmured,
her voice dropping.
We got old, Martin. When did that happen?
Was it while we were labeling boxes? He covered her hand with his. Her knuckles were swollen, just like his own.
I think it happened in the quiet parts, the parts we weren't paying attention to because we were too busy buying sunscreen that we were never smart enough to use.
He gently rubbed at them.
We're okay, though. We're still here, even if Mr. Smiley Face here didn't make it.